Okay, so GLP-1 receptor agonists, everyone's talking about them. GLP-1 rays for short, right? They started as a treatment for type 2 diabetes, but now it seems like they're everywhere for weight loss too. And not just that, there's all these other potential benefits people are buzzing about, so we're diving into all of it.
What's really interesting is how these medications are kind of changing the conversation. We're moving away from just managing symptoms and going deeper to address what's actually causing the weight gain and these metabolic issues.
Yeah, it's not just about putting a band-aid on the problem anymore. And what's really got people's attention are the stories, you know? Real people, real results. Like, take Sarah, for example. 42 years old, mom of three. She was dealing with both type 2 diabetes and struggling with her weight.
Yeah, that's a tough situation a lot of folks find themselves in. Those two conditions, they're so often intertwined.
Totally. And for Sarah, it was like she was trying everything to keep her blood sugar in check. But nothing seemed to be working long term. Then her doctor suggested a GLP-1 receptor agonist, specifically semaglutide. You might know it as Ozempic, it's been in the news a lot. And within a few months, her whole life changed. Not only did her blood sugar stabilize, but she lost a significant amount of weight too.
That's what's so powerful about GLP-1 rays, that dual action effect. They work on the blood sugar regulation side, but they also help with weight loss, which is huge for people dealing with both those things at the same time.
Totally. And for Sarah, it wasn't just about a number on the scale. It was about having the energy to be there for her kids again, you know, to really be present in their lives. That feeling of taking back control, that's huge.
It's about feeling empowered in your own well-being.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And speaking of empowerment, there's Mike's story. He's a 55-year-old construction manager, and he had been struggling with obesity for years. Like, he tried every diet under the sun, every exercise program you can imagine. Nothing seemed to stick. It affected his work, his self-esteem, just his overall enjoyment of life.
That's something I think gets missed in a lot of these conversations about obesity,
Yeah.
how complex it is, you know. It's often not just a simple matter of willpower. There are physiological factors at play, hormonal imbalances.
And that's where these GLP-1 arrays get really fascinating because they
Huh.
seem to be working on those very factors, right? So for Mike, his doctor recommended liraglutide, which you might recognize as Saxenda. It's specifically approved for weight loss. And over about 18 months, Mike lost 75 pounds.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show the impact weight loss can have. It's not just about how you look, it affects your whole life, your whole outlook.
Right. And for Mike, he said it wasn't just about the weight itself. It was about being able to move freely again, being more confident. He told us, I feel like I can actually live my life again.
Wow. It's about rediscovering parts of yourself that you thought were gone. You know.
Absolutely, that feeling of being truly present in your life. But let's dig into the science here a bit, because I think a lot of people are wondering, why are these GLP-1 arrays so effective when other things haven't worked for people?
Well, it actually goes back to how they were initially used to treat type 2 diabetes. See, they were designed to regulate blood sugar. But what's remarkable is their impact goes way beyond that.
So they're kind of multitaskers in a way.
Exactly. They mimic this naturally occurring hormone called GLP-1, which plays a big role in regulating our appetite and how our bodies use energy, our metabolism.
So it's like they're working with the body's natural systems to get these results.
Exactly. Instead of introducing something totally foreign, they're amplifying what the body's already doing.
Okay, I gotta ask. Because this is where I get a little lost. How does regulating blood sugar translate into significant weight loss?
So it all comes down to how GLP-1 receptor agonists interact with our bodies, right? So imagine this, they actually slow down how quickly our stomachs empty after we eat.
Okay.
And because of that, we feel fuller for longer and those urges to overeat.
Yeah, they decrease.
So it's like hitting the brakes on that hangry feeling we all get
Yeah,
sometimes.
it's.
Exactly. And it's not just about slowing down digestion either. They also influence these hormones in our gut and brain, the ones that regulate our appetite, making us feel more satisfied and reducing cravings.
So we're talking about feeling more satisfied with less food. That's huge for anyone who struggles with cravings.
Absolutely. It's a game changer for a lot of people. And then there's another aspect we haven't even touched on yet. GLP-1 areas and their impact on our metabolism. Studies show they can actually increase energy expenditure,
Mean.
meaning your body burns more calories even when you're at rest.
So they're like giving your metabolism a boost even when you're not hitting the gym.
Exactly. It's like having a more efficient engine.
Yeah.
But, and this is crucial to remember, GLP-1 arrays aren't magic, unfortunately. They work best when they're part of a bigger picture approach to health.
Right, so still important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Things like regular exercise and eating a balanced diet.
Absolutely. It's about supporting those healthy habits, not replacing them.
So we're seeing these GLP-1 rays, they're not just a quick fix, right? They're more about working with your body, helping it do what it does naturally, but in a way that leads to better weight management and blood sugar control.
It's a more, you could say, a more holistic way of thinking about treatment.
For sure. And speaking of getting a bit more complex, what about some of the other things you found in the research? What else about these GLP-1 rays stood out to you?
One thing that's really interesting is how they seem to help people break through weight loss plateaus. You know, those points where you're doing everything right, but the scale just won't budge.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's so frustrating. It's like your body just hits a wall.
Exactly. And it can be really discouraging. But there's some evidence that GLP-1 rays can help people push past those plateaus.
So it's like they give your body that extra little nudge it needs.
In a way, yes, but again, it's not magic. You still need the healthy lifestyle, the balanced diet, the
Or
exercise.
it's not a free pass to eat whatever you want. It's more about supporting those healthy habits, making them even more effective.
Exactly. And you know, that brings up another interesting point. We've been talking a lot about weight loss and blood sugar control.
Right, which are huge, of
Of
course.
course. But the research suggests there might be even more to these GLP-1 rays.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Like, what?
Well, there's growing evidence that they might actually lower the risk of other serious health problems, problems that are often linked to obesity and diabetes.
Okay, now we're talking. So, give me an example.
For instance, heart disease.
Heart disease. Wow, that's a big one.
It is, and it's still one of the leading causes of death worldwide. But some studies suggest that GLP-1 rays might have a protective effect on the heart.
So not only could these medications help with weight loss and diabetes, but they might improve heart health too.
That's what the research is suggesting, yes. And it makes sense when you think about it. By tackling things like obesity and diabetes, you're essentially addressing major risk factors for heart disease.
It's like a domino effect, one positive change leading to another.
Precisely. It really highlights how interconnected our bodies are. And it underscores the potential of GLP-1 rays to really impact overall well-being. And I always have to add this caveat, it's still early days in terms of the research.
Right, there's always more to learn, especially with newer medications.
Exactly. And that means we need to be cautious, not jump to conclusions.
Of course. So while the potential benefits are exciting, it's important to remember that we don't have all the answers yet, especially when it comes to long-term effects.
Exactly. We need more research, more time to really understand the full picture.
And I imagine everyone responds differently to medications, right?
Absolutely. What works wonders for one person might not be suitable for another. That's why it's so crucial to have open and honest conversations with your doctor.
Okay, so talk to your doctor. Got it. But speaking of things to be aware of, what about potential downsides? Are there any risks associated with GLP-1 risks?
Like any medication, there's always a chance of side effects. With GLP-1 rays, the most common ones tend to be gastrointestinal.
Like nausea or upset stomach, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea.
Not fun, but manageable for most people.
Right. For most people, they're mild and tend to go away on their own as your body adjusts. But it's really important to talk to your doctor if you experience any side effects, especially if they're severe or don't go away.
So open communication with your doctor is key. Got it. Anything else to keep in mind on the downside?
Well, one thing to remember is that GLP-1 rays are a relatively new class of drugs.
Meaning we don't have a ton of long-term data yet.
Exactly. And that means there could be unknown risks, things we won't fully understand for several years.
That makes sense. It's always a balancing act with new medications, isn't it?
It really is weighing the potential benefits against the unknowns.
And it's not like these medications are a quick fix for obesity or diabetes, right?
Right. They're not a magic bullet. They're a tool. And like any tool, they need to be used correctly.
So it's about integrating them into a broader plan for managing these conditions.
Exactly. It's about empowering people to make sustainable lifestyle changes, changes that support their overall health goals.
It's amazing when you think about it. We started with this whole buzz around GLP-1 receptor agonists, and now we're talking about potentially changing how we approach weight loss, diabetes, even heart health.
It's been quite the deep dive, and I think it really highlights how much we're learning
Yeah.
about these conditions and how to treat them effectively.
Right. We've got the science behind GLP-1 rays. We've heard those incredible stories about Sarah and Mike, how these medications help them get back on track with their health. And let's not forget, Jason, he was struggling for years,
Yeah.
but was able to turn things around.
Jason's story is a perfect example of how important a multi-pronged approach is. Medication was part of it, but his commitment to changing his lifestyle was key.
Absolutely. It's about finding that sweet spot, what works best for each person, their individual needs. But, you know, we've been focusing a lot on the positives. the success stories, the potential benefits of GLP-1 arrays, and I think it's important to acknowledge, like with any new treatment, there are always questions, challenges.
Right. It's not all sunshine and roses. The research is promising, don't get me wrong, but it's still ongoing.
Exactly. And that means we have to be cautious, right? We don't have all the answers yet, especially long term.
Exactly. We need more data, more time to fully understand the implications.
And then there are the practical considerations, like, are these medications accessible to everyone who might benefit? What about the cost? That's a big one for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Access and affordability are huge factors, and we need to be having open and honest conversations about these issues to make sure everyone has the opportunity to benefit from these advancements.
It all comes back to being informed, right? Mm. Having all the information you need to make the best decisions for your health, and that's what this deep dive is all about, giving you the knowledge, the context, so you can have those conversations with your doctor and advocate for yourself.
Exactly. Take control of your health journey. Understand the options, weigh the pros and cons, and make choices that align with your personal goals.
So as we wrap up our exploration of GLP-1 receptor agonists, remember, knowledge is power. We've covered the science, the success stories, the potential risks, the bigger picture. Now it's about taking that information and figuring out what it means for you.
What resonated with you? What questions are still swirling around in your head? Take this as a starting point. Do your own research. Talk to your healthcare provider. And see if a GLP-1 ratee might be a valuable tool on your own personal health journey.
That's it for this deep dive on GLP-1 receptor agonists. Until next time, stay curious, everybody.